Okay, let's answer a really good question that a lot of, especially new coaches, might be asking themselves, which is, how do I market, how do I get, students into my new course? How do I get the first 10 students in my course? How do I get those first 10 students signed up? Very good question, and there are a couple scenarios, okay? So let's say, for example, that you got a huge audience online, then it becomes really, really simple. All you gotta do is you just gotta go rally the audience and tell them, hey, I created something cool, something new that you all guys can take, and this is when it's gonna be available. And voila, just like that, you got your first 10 students into that course. But what about, let's suppose you're in the second category of coach, where maybe you've done a lot of cool stuff with students, maybe one-on-one, but you haven't really bothered to build a huge online audience, or you know, build some kind of big list for your launch. Now, in that case, I've worked with some fitness experts, fitness coaches, and with fitness, for example, you'll find there's a lot of stuff that you typically do offline. Like you might be in the gym all the time, working with people one-on-one, things like that. And so you kind of just need to be really creative when it comes time to launch your course, and you don't have a big list. So one thing you can do is run an event. For example, you're gonna do like a training event, and you invite a lot of people. You invite, let's say, 25 people, past clients. You tell your friends to bring their friends that want to get some free training, a fitness training. And maybe something else you do is you print out a workbook. Maybe you introduce a cool new diet or a cool new exercise routine that you've been seeing great results. That's tied to your course. And you want to publicize this maybe for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks leading up to the course launch. And then on the day of the event, you know, you get everybody together, you deliver the training. You give them your very best, and at the end of it, you tell them, hey, this has been great, and for those of you that want even more from, you know, how I can help you, this is a course that I created. It covers this, and that, XYZ, and I'm making it available right now, today, so you can get in right now. And you sign up clients on the spot. So that's how you could end up with 10 clients on that first day of the launch for that course without having to had built a big audience online. So if you can do offline events, it really helps if you know your particular niche is amenable to that kind of thing, and you're already meeting a lot of people that you're working with. Maybe one-on-one in group settings already. So there are ways you can adapt that and move it online as well. But using events, that's really one of the methods I would recommend for a coach if you don't have a big email list. Now, if you want more tips, obviously you can get into my free Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link will be available in the description.